Many theater companies routinely take on new leadership, a new artistic director here, a change in management there. One Atlanta theater group is turning over completely. Producer Mike John spoke with a few of the incoming and one of the outgoing producers of the Weird Sisters Theater Project.
Weird Sisters is called a project rather than a theater company for a pretty simple reason. Founding member Tiffany Porter explains.
It wasn't a thing in the beginning. It was, friends wanting to perform together. And, you know, in this town at that time, there wasn't a lot of opportunities. So we decided to create our own opportunity.
Opportunities, that is, for women to perform together and to be at the helm of their own work. And so the core group of five women informally banded together to work on their own projects out of the New American Shakespeare Tavern. They've premiered new work by playwright Lauren Gunderson and commissioned the play Hot Pink by Johnny Drago. This is co-founder Veronica Durr talking to WABE in 2013.
So one of the major goals was to employ as many women as possible into power positions, meaning that the producers are females, the directors are females. We try to do plays written by females. And it's funny because it happens just about every 20 years. They go like, hey, women aren't getting a whole lot of work. We should do something about this.
So 5 years in, what brought about this change of the guard?
You do it for 5 years.
After 5 years, Porter explains, many of the founding members have advanced in their careers, most of them in professional theater, some of them who've moved out of state. And rather than just dissolving the project altogether, the five founders of the Weird Sisters are turning over control to five new women.
Essentially, we've created a nonprofit organization, a theater company, and we're a brand that we're very, very proud of. And just because we may not have the time to do it all together at the same time, we haven't lost the passion for it. But we wanted to make sure that our mission statement is what we do, which is to create opportunities for women in this field.
And the women stepping into the producers' roles are
Kate Donatio McQueen.
I'm Rebecca Suella.
I'm Rachel Frawley.
Kate and Rachel are both actors. Suella is a playwright who recently spent a year working with the Seedling Project, another collective of DIY theater artists. Julie Shippick and Shelley Delgado round out the new class of sisters. Those two couldn't join us for the interview because, well, they were busy elsewhere making theater.
Well, right now, Julie is in, I think, Australia. She's on a world tour with a new dance piece by Pharrell Williams, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. We're so lucky to have her. She's the coolest. So, but Julie has done a lot of stage management in town. She's worked all over, and she is an up-and-coming director. She's fantastic. I just worked with her at Horizon Theater this season, and love her. And Shelley is a fantastic performer in town. Audiences might have just seen her in Miss Saigon.
And Ghost the Musical, which just opened at George Ensemble.
Oh, yeah, that's where she is probably right now.
So the new sisters aren't really new by any means to the Atlanta theater scene. In our conversation about why they're eager to continue the hard work of producing theater, the word community kept coming up.
I'll always be an actor, but how can I contribute to my community more palpably? How can my voice have a direct impact on our community?
One thing I'm hearing, and I see a lot of in Atlanta theater, is like, if you want to get it done,
you just
have to do it yourself. And that, you know, I mean, in the 5 years that Weird Sisters has been around, you know, starting from, you know, not even meaning to start a theater company, and now it's a legit entity that's been around and is now, you know, passing on. So can you talk about the role that Weird Sisters fulfills within this community?
Rachel.
Yeah, I'm Rachel. Since kind of seeing it from an outside and then inside perspective, the Weird Sisters is a place where your voice will be listened to with respect and your ideas will be taken seriously. And there is no level of newness that is discounted or dismissed. And so I think that's a very nurturing environment to come into as an artist who maybe hasn't had a platform for ideas before. And Weird Sisters is a place that will welcome new ideas.
So with the five new producers now working to develop their first season together, Atlanta will soon get to see what new ideas the Weird Sisters can conjure up. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
And that new development is just one of many exciting stories about Atlanta theater we've heard this week. Find more of our coverage online at wabe.org/citylights.